like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? At 7:10 this evening, Martin Luther King was shot in Tennessee. Martin Luther King, 20 minutes ago, died.
I have saved just one opportunity. I only event of today to speak briefly to you about the mindless menace of violence in America, which again stains our land and every one of our lives. It's not the concern of any one race. Victims of the violence are black and white, rich and poor, young and old, famous and unknown. They are, most important of all, human beings whom other human beings loved and needed. No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6th.
Hate blows a bubble of despair into hugeness, world system, universe, and bang. Fear buries a tomorrow under woe, and up comes yesterday most green and young. Pleasure and pain are merely surfaces, one itself showing, itself hiding one. Life's only and true value neither is. Love makes the little thickness of the coin. Comes here a man would have from Madame Death, never less now and without winter spring. She'll spin that spirit, her own fingers will, and give him nothing if he should not say. How much more than enough for both of us, darling. And if I sing, you are my voice.
Thank you. Thank you. you up with some sound.
Baby.
This is the Peace Corps.
Characteristics. In 1910, it was almost completed when Henschel died.
Henschel? But what of Father Perrault?
Henschel's death was very sudden. He was killed.
In 1910? But you said he came here in 1803.
Yes.
And he was killed, you said?
Yes. A traveler shot him.
What was the cause of it?
There had been a quarrel about some potters. Henschel had just told him of the important provisions that governs our reception of guests. Perhaps you are wondering, my dear Conway, what that proviso may be.
I think I can already guess.
Thank you.
Dippies, dippies, wine bars and credit card carrying one time. Lend me your load.
as a house on a hillside in a picture book, where he stands with his mother as I stop to look. He's a child of the Northlands, with his long golden hair and his mind running wild. In the snow by the campfire, where the nights are long, you can hear his big daddy sing a very old song.
Oh,